The Ethics Committee in the House of Representatives has decided to admonish longtime Congressman Charles Rangel. He's being criticized for violating rules concerning gifts. The New York Democrat is still facing a number of other allegations, as NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Rangel chairs the Ways and Means Committee, which writes tax legislation. He spent all day yesterday at the White House Health Care Summit, but last night his priority was beating the Ethics Committee to the punch, giving his side of the case before the committee puts out its version today. And here is the case. In 2007 and 2008, Rangel and five other Democratic lawmakers attended an annual Caribbean business conference. A foundation paid their way and told them no corporate money was involved. That meant the trips were okay under House gift rules. But it turned out there was corporate money. The five other lawmakers didn't know that, and the committee exonerated them. Rangel didn't know it either, the committee said, but two of his staffers did. And that's the violation, that Rangel, quote, was responsible for the knowledge and actions of his staff, unquote. Rangel quickly called a press conference.
I don't want to be critical of the committee, but common sense dictates that members of Congress should not be held responsible for what could be the wrongdoing or mistakes or errors of staff, unless there's reason to believe that the member knew or should have known. And there's nothing in the record to indicate the latter. So I have to now deal with my lawyer as to what the hell do they mean.
The Ethics Committee said it was admonishing Rangel. That's about the lightest criticism it can give. And it said he should repay for the corporate spending. Later last night, Rangel's office said he'll do that. The Ethics Committee is also investigating him on three other issues: his fundraising for a college program named after him, his four rent-controlled apartments in New York City, and his failure to report rental income from his villa in the Dominican Republic. While the ethics document on Rangel was leaking out, so was another one concerning five other House members. The Associated Press said the ethics panel was closing its probe of four Democrats and one Republican on the Appropriations Committee. The lawmakers all had gotten campaign contributions from business people as the lawmakers wrote spending provisions targeted to their firms. The lawmakers who are reportedly off the hook with House ethics are Democrat Norm Dix of Washington State, Democrat Marcy Kaptur of Ohio, Florida Republican C.W. Bill Young, also Democrat John Murtha of Pennsylvania, who died earlier this month, and Democrat Pete Visklosky of Indiana, who, despite the reported decision by House Ethics, is still under scrutiny by the Justice Department. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.